had a regional argument with my sister-in-law.
That might have been the cheesiest read you've ever done, by the way.
Oh, I've done much cheesier.
You had a little Judge Smales going on.
I wanted some schmaltz in there. That's all. So, over the holiday weekend, this is a real quick one. Over the holiday weekend, I was talking to my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, and they're out in Utah. And my wife and I were talking to them in the car, and they're like, oh, we're going to a barbecue. And I was like, oh, wow. What are you having, ribs or chicken? What are you guys doing? She goes, no, we're going to a barbecue. And I'm like, what? And she's like, we're going. So I didn't realize that there's
steakhouse.
No, they were going to a party, but they kept calling it a barbecue. And I'm like, if it's a barbecue, you have to have barbecue sauce at the barbecue. True or false?
No.
No? Oh, Dan is thinking about this. He's doing some kind of prayer method before he speaks.
No, I was just checking text messages and working.
Oh, so there's a regionality to it, though. Like, if you lived here...
I mean, barbecue sauce belongs on every table all the time, and it's far superior to ketchup.
But if I said to you, you're going to someone's house... Let me just put it this way. You're going to someone's house, and you're going to eat food, and they're going to make it on the grill. What are you going to?
A barbecue.
Lunch.
It's a cookout.
Yeah. It's a cookout.
It's
a cookout.
It's all universal.
I don't know.
No. Barbecue is smoked stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sauce.
So and so is holding a barbecue. Come on down. Yeah.
Like, yeah, but if you're doing a barbecue, it's like,
when people say they're going to cook a steak on a barbecue. No, you're not. You're cooking a steak on a grill.
Yes. Thank you. Jeff and I totally get along on this.
Well, but if you go England, they're called Barbies.
Yeah, but this ain't England, bro.
Steak on a Barbie.
No, that's Australia. Is that England too?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And by the way, they don't eat french fries. They eat chips. Come on, man. Chips are something you get. I just had the bag.
Congratulations.
They come in a bag. It's not a barbecue.
Jeff Shudell's not going to join us at noon, by the way. He's going to join us at 12:20 because...
Is he at a cookout or is he at a barbecue?
He knew that this was going to be such a riveting segment. He wanted to just listen to it on the radio.
Okay. You know, if you don't want to talk about it...
Is it bad that I thought when he started that sentence he was just going to whip me under the bus?
Probably.
Because that's kind of how today has felt.
I didn't say that. I didn't say a word there.
When you started that sentence, I felt like I was going under the bus. And now I'm throwing myself under the bus, so it's okay.
Yeah, I didn't say a word.
Here's what I would
say.
Go
ahead and say it now, Dan.
I'm bad at reading text messages. That's why Jeff Shudell's at 12:20.
There it is.
I'll be honest. If it's something that Al Bubba Baker would give me, then I would be going to a barbecue. Like anything that Bubba would be involved with, I would think that's a barbecue. But if Bubba said, come on over the house, we're going to do burgers, that would be a cookout.
People here talk about
barbecue. It all works.
Some people in the North. Mm-hmm. In Midwest, think barbecue is like cooking a hot dog or a hamburger on a grill. That's not. In Texas, barbecue means sauce, ribs.
Pulled chicken, pulled pork.
Brisket.
Ribs.
Yeah, brisket.
You know.
Brisket.
I feel like I'm on Password.
God's gift to my stomach.
If I said those words to you, you'd be like, oh, barbecue. Brisket. You wouldn't be like, wouldn't be cookout. You'd be barbecue.
Menigan had a thought before the show.
Better than my barbecue thought?
I didn't necessarily agree with what Dan said on this, but I did think it was an interesting thing to think about. So we're going to think about it right now. And Dan said when we were chatting on our conference call this morning, he said, I was thinking yesterday, have the Browns told us that everything that's wrong with the team is a Deshaun Watson problem? And I thought, I don't really agree with that, but it's an interesting thought. Do you think the Browns have told us that, Andy?
I think that 85% of that is true. I think 15% of that is it's an offensive problem. It's a team that can't get over 16 points no matter what you thought about the end of the season. It's a team that decided Tommy Rees is the right answer at offensive coordinator. Are they related? Yeah, I'd say 75% of this, the problem is Deshaun Watson. At least that's the perception.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the offensive line underachieved last year. You still don't have the wide receiving core that I think we all would love to have. And you're, as much as we're all looking forward to seeing what the running backs look like, you have question marks at the running back spot and let the most popular player leave. In favor of them. I'm not harping on that. I'm just saying it's kind of a reality.
What'd you say? Bereality?
A reality.
Oh, I thought you said bereality, like berea, reality.
Oh, no, I like that.
That's not a bad word, though, is it?
Is there any, or let me give you the burality on
Bureality.
This? Bureality.
Bureality.
It's the barbecue thing.
That'll be a new thing for us. It is kind of a thought that the Browns didn't make unbelievably major changes to an offense that was just putrid last year. You changed the offensive coordinator. You didn't bring in any more wide receivers, really. And you brought in Deontay Johnson and you crossed your fingers. You brought in new running backs because you didn't want to, and I understand this. I don't like it either. But you don't want to bank on Nick Chubb being what Nick Chubb was based on his health and his age. And I get that. So I understand the changing of the running backs. And you brought in four quarterbacks and you have your fingers crossed that one of them can be competent this year. So I don't know that Dan's completely right in that thought. And not that Dan was standing on a soapbox. He thought it was more of a conversation piece. And I agree with him on that. I think what they did on defense showed you that they think that there was a little more to it than Deshaun Watson. When a team that struggled so much on offense, your first two draft choices are on defense. I think that tells you that they think the picture is a little bigger than just the offense and maybe just the quarterback. That's still a stunning thing. It makes me think the defense is just going to be nails this year. I think you're going to be good.
I hope so. We were talking to somebody who was ripping our defense the other day. I was like, I don't know. That's...
Give it time on that, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm not.
I think this defense could be really good.
I hate to play the health card, but we got to play the health card on that too, right? I mean, especially with our defense of late.
Everybody seems pretty good to go. Hopefully Mike Hall's okay.
If Denzel can give us a Denzel year again, boom.
And avoid the head injuries.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants that, but.
I mean, you are right now going to run out an undrafted free agent at safety in Ronnie Hickman, who had his moments last year, but undrafted free agent at safety. And you are going to have a second-round linebacker and Hicks back there at linebacker. And now you're talking health of Mike Hall. So the spine of your defense
Mike Hall has to be good to go, doesn't he?
So the spine of your defense might be a little hairier.
But you know what? I think he was ready to go before things went sideways for him. I think he can get back there. I don't think I would hope
it's very good, too. I should say that.
Yeah. You're also asking for Mason Graham to be instant pudding.
Mm-hmm.
That you're expecting it.
Well, so the spine of your defense is a little shakier than you'd like it to be.
Until you see some of these guys on the field and see them perform, yes. I do find it interesting. There's a certain guy that I'm looking at right now, and it's not you, Andy, who was big on Mason Graham when he was at Michigan and just kept saying, give me Mason Graham. Give me Mason Graham. Dano, you get Mason Graham. So I think he's going to be put at starter at defensive tackle, and he's going to be there for a decade. Everything I've seen, everything I've read, everything I've heard, I think he's going to be a heck of a player for this team. And I really hope that Mike Hall is healthy and good to go and lines up there with him for the next decade. That could be a really nice tandem.
Does this scare you if they go to a two tight end set and start Judkins or Samson?
I'm sorry. We're just talking about defensive tackles. You're going tight ends?
Well, no. Listen, there's a big point.
Is there a long snapper involved?
Can you let me finish what I'm saying here? So frustrating today. If they decide to start. I'll let it go. If they decide to go to a two tight end set and start Fannin and use Judkins or Samson as a starter, they could have what? They would start four rookies. There's a possibility with four rookies with Graham and Schlesinger if those two guys start. That's what I was saying about
those, the defense. Those two guys will start.
Yeah, so does that say anything about the team that they could start four rookies next year?
Yeah, you know what it means? Point? It means they're going to be younger and faster, and they needed to be both.
It's interesting.
Do you think it's a
180-degree turn from last year, right? Pretty much everyone came back started. There were no rookies starting last year. Were there? Do we have any rookies that started last year?
You think Judkins can become
yes
1,200-yard rusher?
I also think Samson can, too. I think both
Gosh, I don't know about Samson. I think Judkins is going to get on his way a little bit.
If there's only, it's because there aren't enough plays for that.
Absolutely dream scenario. They become Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery in Detroit. You have two guys that can do something. They become Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb.
How many yards did those guys come up with last year? Do you know off the top of your head? I doubt you know. Let me look it up.
My guess, Montgomery got hurt for a couple of games. I'm sure it was over 2,000. But if those two guys can combine to become that kind of a duo, David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, that'd be phenomenal. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, you're right. So they were over 2,000 barely.
Yeah, Montgomery missed a couple games.
So Gibbs ended up with 1,400 and Montgomery ended up with 775. So, Yeah, that's perfect. I love it. I'd go for that.
Me too.